弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
好，下面我们要开始今天我的分享的一段主题经文。
We will share on the key scripture of my sharing this morning.
大家都很熟悉，在历代志下16:9。
Which is very familiar to all is in 2 Chronicles 16:9.
好，这里说到耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能，帮助向他心存诚实的人。
2 Chronicles 16:9 For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his.
中文这里说到心存诚实，也可以说成要显大能，帮助向他心存完全的人，有一颗完全的心的人。
So the Chinese translation translates this into having a heart of honest and complete heart. But our brother is stressing having a complete heart toward him.
接下来我要今天分享的很多的经文都是在历代志上17:19。
My sharing will focus on 1 Kings 17 through chapters 17 through 19.
历代志上。但我们没有时间把这三章都读一下。
We don't have time to read through all chapters.
我们就念当中的一些经节。
Let's choose certain verses.
历代志上17:1-11。基列寄居的提西比人以利亚对亚哈说：“我指着所侍奉永生耶和华以色列的神起誓。”这几年我若不祷告，不降露下雨，耶和华的话临到以利亚说，你离开这里往东去，藏在约旦河东边的基利西旁，你要喝那西里的水，我已吩咐乌鸦在那里供养你。于是以利亚照着耶和华的话去住在约旦河东的溪水旁，乌鸦早晚给他叼饼和肉来，他也喝那溪里的水。过了些日子，溪水就干了，因为雨没有下在地上。耶和华的话临到他说，你起身往西顿的撒拉法去，住在那里，我已吩咐那里的一个寡妇供养你。以利亚就起身往撒拉法去，到了城门，见有一个寡妇在那里捡柴。以利亚呼叫他说，求你用器皿取点水来给我喝。他去取水的时候，以利亚又呼叫他说，也求你拿点饼来给我。
First Kings chapter 17, verse 1 through 11. Now Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the settlers of Gilead, said to Ahab, As the Lord the God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, surely there shall be neither dew nor rain these years, except by my word. And the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Go away from here and turn eastward, and hide yourself by the brook Cherith, which is east of the Jordan. And it shall be that you shall drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to provide for you there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. Went and lived by the brook Cherith, which is east of the Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning and bread and meat in the evening. And he would drink from the brook. And it happened after a while that the brook dried up because there was no rain in the land. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and stay there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And then he came to the gate of the city. Behold, a widow was there collecting, gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, Please get me a little water in the jar that I may drink. And as she was going to get it, he called to her and said, Please bring me a piece of bread in your hand.
接下来18:20-21，亚哈就差遣人召聚以色列众人和先知，都上加密山。以利亚前来对众民说：“你们心持两意，要到几时呢？若耶和华是神，就当顺从耶和华；若巴利是神，就当顺从巴利。”众民一言不答。
Chapter 18, verse 20 and 21. And Ahab sent a message among all the sons of Israel and brought the prophets together at Mount Carmel. And Elijah came near to all the people and said, How long will you hesitate between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. And if Baal, follow him. But the people did not answer him a word.
30节，以利亚对众民说，你们到我这里来，众民就到他那里，他便重修已经毁坏耶和华的坛。
Verse 30, then Elijah said to all the people, Come near to me. So all the people came near to him. and he repaired the altar of the Lord which had been torn down.
38-39节，于是耶和华降下火来，烧尽燔祭、木材、石头、尘土，要烧干沟里的水。众民看见了，就俯伏在地，说：“耶和华是神，耶和华是神。”
Verses 38 and 39. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God."
19:3-5节。以利亚见着光景就起来逃命，到了犹大的别示巴，将仆人留在那里，自己在旷野走了一日的路程，来到一棵罗藤树下，就坐在那里求死，说：耶和华罢了，求你取我的性命，因为我不胜于我的列祖。他就躺在罗藤树下睡着了，有一个天使来拍他说：起来吃吧。
Chapter 19:3-5. And he was afraid and arose and ran for his life and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die and said, "It is enough. Now, O Lord, take my life, for I am not better than my fathers." And he lay down and slept under a juniper tree. And behold, there was an angel touching him, and he said to him, "Arise, eat."
8-9节，他就起来吃了喝了，仗着这饮食的力，走了40昼夜，到了神的山，就是何烈山。他在那里进了一个洞，就住在洞中。耶和华的话临到他说：以利亚，你在这里做什么？
Verses 8 and 9. So he arose and ate and drank and went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the mountain of God. Then he came there to a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?"
13节，以利亚听见，就用外衣蒙上脸，出来站在洞口，有声音向他说：以利亚，你在这里做什么？
Verse 13, and it came about when Elijah heard it, and he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. And behold, a voice came to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?"
好，我们圣经先暂时念到这里。
This concludes our scripture reading for now.
好，我们知道过去一段时间，我们的弟兄们都跟我们交通到一件事情，就是成为主的见证。
In the past, we all know that our brothers have been sharing this theme with us, which is to be the witnesses of the Lord.
因为我们知道主在升天前给门徒的最后的托付，就是要他们在耶路撒冷、犹太全地到撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
Because we know that at the end, the entrustment and the commandment of the Lord to his disciples is to preach the gospel to the end, Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria, even to the remotest part of the earth.
主的托付或者命令对我们是他的门徒，就是要再起来在地上做他的见证。
So the Lord's entrustment or commandment to us his disciples was to rise up and to be his witnesses.
要做见证，就需要有见证人。
In order to be a witness, you have to bear testimony.
可能有一些新门的弟兄姐妹可能想，我才受浸啊，我才得救，可能要过几年，等我长大成熟一点，我才可以成为神的见证人。
Sometimes some brothers and sisters who have just saved by grace, they would say, "Well, maybe wait a few more years until I'm more mature, then I can be his witnesses."
或者我们觉得我们现在我们的光景实在。不像主的见证人，我身上有很多的重担，我有很多的软弱，我有很多的残累，我觉得我实在不配成为主的见证人。
Or sometimes we think that we really do not look like his witnesses. We have all these hindrances, we have all these weaknesses. We don't feel like we could be his witnesses.
但是圣经很清楚的真理告诉我们，当我们一蒙得救的时候，我就是主的见证人，这就是我们的身份。
But the Bible clearly tells us that the moment we are saved by grace, we are his witnesses, and we have to do it right now.
就像弟兄上周给我们所交通的，因为基督在我里面活着，所以我活着就应当是神的见证。
Just like our brother shared with us last week, because Christ lives in me, therefore whenever I live, I should be his witnesses.
所以我们今天要问的问题，不是说我是不是我配不配的问题。
So today our question is not whether we are or are not his witnesses or whether we're worthy or not to be his witnesses.
所以我们今天一起要来问的这个问题是我怎么样子成为一个合神心意的见证人。
Rather, today we need to ask the question, how do we become a witness after his own heart?
当我们每个人心里有这样一个心愿的时候，要想成为一个合神心意的见证人的时候。
As we have this heart's desire and we want to be a witness after God's own heart.
我们其实也要来承认，这个见证实在不是凭我们自己可以来做的。
We have to admit that it is not based on our own merits that we can bear his witnesses, his testimony.
我们需要来求我们的主来帮助我们。
We need to entreat the Lord to help us.
如果我们知道，如果我们的主来帮助我们的时候，我们就可以成为他的见证。
We know that if the Lord help or support us, we will become his witnesses.
在我们生活当中是同样的道理。
It is the same theory in our own daily lives.
我们生活当中有很多的事情，我们知道我们应该做，但是我们没有能力来做。
We know that in our daily lives there are a lot of things we ought to be doing, but we don't have the ability to do it.
很多事情有的时候我们不愿意做，但是我没有能力，我不做。
And sometimes the things that we do not want to do, and we don't have the ability to not do it.
比如说我们聚会，我们知道我们要常常聚会，我们要参加聚会。但是很多的时候我们就软弱，我们没有办法去聚会。
So a lot of times we know that we ought to come to gatherings, but we're weak, and so we cannot go to the meetings.
很多时候我们知道我们来聚会是要准时的，但很多的时候我们做不到这一点。
We also know that we ought to show up in the meetings punctually, but a lot of times we cannot accomplish it.
我们知道我们每一次来查经聚会的时候，我们是要准备的，但很多时候我没有这样做。
We also know that we need to come prepared when we come to the Bible meetings, but a lot of times we do not do it.
所以我们看到，真的靠我们自己，我们没有办法做到这一切。
So we can truly see that by ourselves, we cannot do any of this.
所以我们要来求我们的神，如果神能够来帮助我的时候，我们就可以来起来。
Therefore, we need to entreat the Lord. If He can support or help us, we can rise up and stand up.
那么我们怎么样子能够从神那里得到帮助呢？
So how can we receive support or help from God?
这就是今天我跟大家交通的负担。
This is the burden that I'd like to share with you today.
愿意我们能够从神的话语当中一同来学习如何能够从神那里得到帮助。
May we all learn this lesson today that how we can receive help or support from God.
从神那里得到我们可以起来为他站住为他做见证的能力。
So that we can receive this ability to stand up and to bear testimony for him.
我们开始所念的历代志下当中说到耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能帮助向他心存完全的人。
Earlier in 2 Chronicles, we read that for the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his.
这里说到耶和华的眼目一直在查看地上的人，他的子民。
Here it talks about the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout his people on this earth.
他愿意来帮助我们，他在寻找向他存完全心的人。
He truly desires to support us, but he's looking for people who have this complete heart toward him.
当他寻找到这样一个向他存完全心的人，神就起来，能够来显出他的大能，能够来帮助我们。
When he has found someone whose heart is completely his, then he can found this complete heart and he can show his great power to strongly support him.
我们常常会来问神，主在这件事情上，在那件事情上面，是不是来帮助我
？A lot of times we ask the Lord, "Will the Lord help me in this matter or that matter?"
或者是我们明白了神的旨意，当我们来成就神的旨意的时候，主是不是来帮助我
？Or sometimes we actually understand the will of God, and we, as we're trying to accomplish His will, we'll say, "Will the Lord support or help me?"
我们记得当约书亚率领以色列人要来攻打耶利哥城的时候。
We know that when Joshua was leading the people to attack Jericho,
他看到有一个手里拿刀的人。
He saw a man with a sword drawn in his hand.
所以约书亚就来问他，你是来帮助我们的呢，还是来帮助我们敌人的呢？
Joshua asked him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?"
很稀奇，这个人没有直接回答约书亚的问题。
Amazingly, this person did not answer Joshua's question directly.
他还是回答约书亚说，不是的，我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅。
Amazingly, he said, no, rather, I indeed come now as captain of the host of the Lord.
其实他再来问约书亚一个问题。
Actually, he's asking Joshua a question.
他问约书亚，你是不是在耶和华的军队中？
He's asking Joshua whether he is in the host of the Lord.
如果我们是在耶和华的军队中的时候，他就来帮助我们。
If we are in the host of the Lord, he will support us.
他就来做我们的元帅。
He will become our captain.
神要显出大能，帮助那些向他心存完全的人。
And he will strongly support those whose heart is completely his.
如果我们向着神有这样一个完全的心的时候，
When we have this complete heart toward God,
他就要显出他的大能来帮助我们。
He will strongly support those.
那么什么是一颗向着神存完全的心呢？
What is a heart that is completely God's?
或者在神的眼中，什么是一颗完全的心？
In other words, in God's eyes, what is a complete heart?
我们都知道，完全的心并不是在神面前是完完全全无可指责的。
We all know that to have a complete heart toward Him doesn't mean to have a perfect heart, to have no blemish or rebuke.
所以我们的圣经是一本很奇妙的书。
Our Bible is an amazing book.
圣经不仅记载了神的作为和我们主耶稣的作为。
The Bible not only records the works of our God and our Lord.
圣经另外方面，它也很真实的记载，除了主耶稣，地上没有一个人在神面前，甚至在人面前是完全的。
The Bible also records very truthfully that there's no one before God who is completely perfect and complete.
下面我们就要来看神在全地他要寻找的完全的心到底是怎么样子的心。
So we will use the ensuing time to find out what is this complete heart that God is looking for from four perspectives.
所以我们要下面要从四方面来看。
So we need to look at four perspectives.
完全的心是一个专心仰赖神的心。
A having a complete heart is a heart that totally rely on God.
完全的心是一个存心降卑的心。
Having a complete heart is a heart that is humbling and lowly.
完全的心是一个一心一意的心。
Having a complete heart is a heart that has only one opinion.
完全的心是一个诚实真实的心。
Having a complete heart is a heart that is truthful and honest.
每当神在地上来巡查，来找到这样一个人的时候，
When God has found such a person with such a heart,
他就要来显大能来帮助他。
He will strongly support this person whose heart is completely His.
所以我们要从旧约当中所记载的一个人的经历上来看，神是如何查看、如何帮助他的百姓，在黑暗悖逆的光景的当中，能够起来成为神的见证。
So we need to look at one character in the Old Testament to see how this one person in this generation of darkness and rebellion, how he can bear God's testimony.
这个人就是以利亚。
This person is Elijah.
以利亚是旧约当中的一个先知，也是一个大有能力的人。
Elijah was a prophet in the Old Testament, and he is also a man of great power.
他是一个真的是一个非常大有能力的人。
He truly is someone who has great power.
如果我们记得主跟门徒在地上的时候发生过一件事情。
Remember this incident where the Lord was walking with disciples on this earth.
有一次他们经过一个村庄的时候，那个村庄的人不接待他们。
One time they were passing by a village and the people in the village did not receive them.
那些门徒就非常的生气，他们就对主来说，主啊，你要吩咐我们吩咐火从天上降下来，来烧灭他们。
Therefore, the disciples were very angry, and they said, "Lord, do you want me to command the fire from heaven to burn them up?"
就像以利亚所做的。
Just like what Elijah had done.
所以在当时人的眼中，以利亚是一个非常有能力的人。
So at least at that time, to the people there, Elijah was someone with great power.
他与人争战，只要吩咐。
He only needed to give the command.
他不需要像约书亚、大卫他们这样，他们还要出去征战。
Unlike David or Joshua, they had to actually engage in physical warfare.
但另外一方面，我们看到以利亚他所生活的这个年代，在属灵上是非常荒凉的一个时代。
But we also know that the generation that Elijah was on was living is a desolate spiritual conditions.
他所处的以色列国当时是在亚哈王的统治下面。
He was in Israel at the time. It was under the reign of King Ahab.
圣经对亚哈的评价是说，他行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，他又娶了西顿王的女儿耶洗别为妻，去侍奉敬拜巴利。
The assessment of Elijah, of King Ahab in the Bible says that he did evil in the eyes of the Lord. He married Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Sidonians, and went to serve Baal and worship him. And he also built a temple for Baal.
所以我们看到当时全以色列国它是落在一个完全背离神、充满假神的黑暗的光景的当中。
So we know that at the time, the entire kingdom of Israel was totally forsaking God, and it was full of false gods and false prophets. It's a dark condition.
其实我们也很清楚，我们现在所处的一个时代，也是在一种背离神的、充满各种假神的光景的当中。
We also know that we also live in the same generation. The entire earth has forsaken God and is full of all kinds of false gods and false idols.
但是我们感谢神，神在这种光景的当中，他有一个反应。
But we thank God that He has a response to this condition.
以利亚就是这个神反应的器皿。
Elijah is the vessel by which God can make a response.
他在这个弯曲悖谬的世代，能够成为神的一个见证人。
In a crooked and evil generation, he can be the witness of God.
以利亚这个名字的意思就是耶和华是神。
The name Elijah means the Lord, He is God.
这个就是他的见证。
And this is also his testimony.
当神的百姓，当时神的百姓都在拜偶像，以别神代替耶和华的时候。
At the time, all the people of God was worshipping idols, and they have bartered for other gods.
以利亚的见证说，唯独耶和华是神。
The testimony of Elijah is, the Lord God, He alone is God.
我们每一个蒙恩得救的人都曾经做过这样的见证和宣告。
Every one of us who have been saved by grace has also made this proclamation and this testimony.
当我们在受浸的时候，我们都是诚诚实实的起来见证宣告说，基督是世主。
When we were baptized, we all stand up in all honesty and we proclaim and say that Christ is Lord.
我们都来宣告说，我们要为主而活。
We all proclaim that we will live for the Lord.
但是可能没有多久，我们这个见证就慢慢的不那么明亮了。
However, maybe not too long after, this testimony of ours will become less and less bright.
甚至这个见证完全就没有。
To a certain extent, sometimes the testimony will just vanquish.
我想我们每一个人有主生命的人，我们都希望有能力能够来维持这样一个见证。
I believe that all of us who have the life of Christ would also want to maintain this testimony.
就像以利亚一样。
Just like Elijah.
圣经中提到，以利亚是与我们有一样性情的人。
The Bible mentions that Elijah has a nature just like ours.
所以我们感谢神，他当时在以利亚跟当时百姓身上的工作，今天也一样可以做在我们的身上。
So we thank God that the work that He did on Elijah and the people at that time, He will continue to do that work in us today.
下面我们就要从神怎么样子带领以利亚在四个地方他的四段经历，我们来一同来学习，能够如何能够成为在神眼中存完全的心。
In the ensuing time, we will look at how God has led Elijah in four different perspectives through four experiences to help us learn the lesson of how we can have a heart that is completely God's.
第一个我们来看完全的心是专心仰赖神的心。
First, we need to know that a heart that is completely His is one that relies on God with all our heart.
以利亚在圣经当中第一次出现的时候，他是来对那个亚哈王，以色列的王亚哈说，他说我指着所侍奉永生神、永生的耶和华以色列的神起誓，这几年我若不祷告，必不降露、不下雨。
The first time Elijah showed up in the Bible is when he was proclaiming to King Ahab in 1 Kings 17:1. As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, before whom I stand, surely there shall be neither dew nor rain these years, except by my word.
所以以利亚对亚哈王来见证来宣告说，耶和华是活神，是我所侍奉的神。
Therefore, Elijah's testimony to King Ahab is that the Lord God is the living God, and this is a God that I stand or serve.
所以当以利亚来对亚哈王宣告完了之后，耶和华的话就临到了以利亚。
So after this proclamation by Elijah to King Ahab, the word of the Lord came to Elijah.
他说，你离开这里往东去，要藏在约旦河东边的基利西旁。 你要喝那西里的水，我已吩咐乌鸦在那里供养你。
And the word is, go away from here and turn eastward and hide yourself by the brook Cherith, which is east of the Jordan. And it shall be that you shall drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to provide for you there.
所以当以利亚在亚哈王面前做了这样一个勇敢的见证以后，神就叫他去基利西。
So after Elijah has borne this brave testimony before King Ahab, God told him to go to the brook Cherith.
这个是神带领以利亚的第一站。
This is the first step that the Lord has led Elijah.
所以神好像立刻把以利亚给隐藏了起来。
It is as if God immediately has hid Elijah.
这个是我们能够从神那里得能力的一个秘诀。
This is the secret by which we can receive power from God.
所以就是要有一个隐藏的生活在神的面前。
Which is we have to have a hidden life before God.
所以诗篇他就说到，住在至高者的隐秘处，必住在全能者的荫下。
Therefore, in one of the Psalms, he says that he who dwells in the shelter or the hidden place of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
在至高者的隐秘处是得能力的源泉。
In the hidden shelter of the Most High is the source by which we can receive this power.
可能我们有这样一个印象，我们可能觉得至高者的隐秘处就像世外桃源一样。
We may have this impression that to dwell in the hidden shelter of the Most High, we have to be in this very peaceful place out of the world.
好像是一个鸟语花香，生活非常安逸的地方。
It's full of chirping birds and fragrant flowers. It's a life of ease and comfort.
但我们看到神带以利亚去的这个隐秘处，跟我们想象的是完全不一样。
However, this hidden place that God has led Elijah is totally different from what we could imagine.
以利亚是坐在那里喝溪流里的水。
Elijah was sitting there drinking water from the brook.
但不仅如此，但是他吃的呢是乌鸦带来给他的。
Not only so, what he was feasting on was what was from the ravens.
以利亚一定知道乌鸦是一种不洁净的鸟。
Elijah surely knew that ravens are not clean birds.
他也很清楚乌鸦也是一种不忠心的鸟。
He also truly knew that ravens are not faithful birds.
我们记得当初挪亚在方舟里放出去一只乌鸦。
We remember Noah sent out a raven from his ark.
那只乌鸦飞来飞去以后呢，就不回来。
The raven flew back and forth, and he never returned.
所以我在想，以利亚在这个时候，他是不是会忧虑今天乌鸦会不会来
？So maybe Elijah was worrying today. Is the raven going to show up?
他会不会他会带什么食物来
？What kind of food is the raven going to bring for me？
他食物是不是乌鸦吃已经吃了差不多了，再带给他
？Is this leftover food from the raven? He's already finished his pick。
但我们看到以利亚就照着耶和华的话去住在耶和华东边的基利西。
However, we see that Elijah obeyed the word of the Lord, and he went to the brook Cherith east of the river Jordan.
于是乌鸦早晚给他叼饼和肉来。
Therefore, the ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning and bread and meat in the evening.
所以以利亚只是简简单单的顺服神。
Elijah simply obeyed God.
顺服神给他安排的环境。
He obeyed the circumstances that God measured for him.
在环境中，我们看到好像以利亚好像是从乌鸦那里得到供养。
From the circumstantial conditions, it's as if the ravens were providing for Elijah.
但他心里完全清楚，那供应他的不是乌鸦。
But he clearly knew in his heart that it's not the ravens that provided him provision.
乌鸦不是他的主人，而神是他的主人。
The ravens are not his master, but God is his master.
神今天也同样把我们放在这个世界当中。
Likewise, God has put us in this world today.
但我们要看到，不是这个世界在供应我们。
We'll see that it is not the world that is giving us provision.
如果我们觉得我的工作单位、我的公司是在供应我的话
，If I think that my employer or my company is giving me provision,
我们就像把我们的眼睛放在乌鸦身上。
It is as if we're putting our eyes on the ravens.
我们就好像要指望这个乌鸦是信实的。
It is like we're hoping that the ravens will be faithful.
乌鸦带不带东西来，或者早一点、晚一点的时候，都会成为我们的忧虑。
If the ravens are being late or early, this will all become our worries.
当我们把我们的盼望放在这个世界上的君王的时候
，If we put our hope in the kings of this world,
我们就像指望这个乌鸦是圣洁的，是公义的。
It is like we're hoping this raven would be holy and would be faithful.
所以这世界上发生的很多事情都会成为我们的搅扰。
Therefore, all these things that happen in the world would all become our hindrances.
但是反过来，当我们看到供应我们的不是乌鸦，不是这个世界，不是这个世界的王的时候。
On the contrary, if we see that the people, the person who provides this provision is not this world, is not the kings of the world.
当我们来看到供应我们的是爱我们的主，供应我们的是那信实的神的时候，我们心里面就有安息。
And we see that it is the God who loves us, who has given us provision, and He is so faithful, then we will have peace.
当我们看到神的工作没有停在那里。
But we see that God's work did not stop here.
圣经说过了些日子溪水就干了。
So the Bible says in 1 Kings 17:7, after a while, the brook dried up.
我们不知道以利亚在那个溪水旁他 待了多久。
We don't know how much longer Elijah lingered by the brook.
他每天坐在这个溪水旁，他看到这个溪水一天天的减少，就要枯干的时候。
Every day he sat by the brook, and every day he sees that the water in the brook is decreasing daily.
以利亚会在想什么呢？
And it's about to go dry. What would Elijah be thinking?
是不是神已经忘记了我？
Would he be thinking, maybe God has forgotten me?
是不是这是一个 sign, 可能神要我挪个地方呢？
Maybe this is a sign from God, he wants me to move elsewhere.
我想我们每个人都有坐在溪水旁的经历。
Well, I believe that every single one of us has this experience whereby we sat by the brook.
也许我们也会看到我们面前的这个溪水一天天的减少。
Maybe we'll also see that the brook right by us, it's decreasing, the water is decreasing day by day.
我们会不会来问神，为什么你要叫那溪水渐渐的枯干呢？
Well, we ask God, why would you allow the water in the brook to dry up?
所以我们要看到神是在那里来检查我们，看我们的心里是关注神的供应呢，还是单单主自己。
Because the Lord wants to examine us. He wants to see whether our heart is on His provision or are our eyes solely on Him.
所以让我们来学习有一个单单依靠主、完全仰赖主的心。
Therefore, let's learn to have a heart that leans solely on the Lord and relies on God with all our heart.
让我们的眼目不看乌鸦，让我们的眼目也从溪水当中出来。
May our eyes not be fixated on the ravens, and our eyes can turn away from the brook, the water in the brook.
当我们的眼睛能够来转向主，当我们向着神在他面前有一个专心仰赖的心的时候，他就来帮助我们。
As our eyes turn to the Lord, and we have a heart that relies on God solely with all our heart, then He will strongly support us.
第二点，完全的心是存心降卑的心。
Second, a heart, having a complete heart is having a humble and lowly heart.
我们是不是读圣经的时候，我们有这样一个这样这个印象，以利亚为什么会离开基利西？
As we read the Bible, do we have this impression that why would Elijah left the brook Cherith?
为什么他离开基利西去到撒拉法呢？
Why would he left the brook and went to Zarephath?
因为我们假如不仔细读的时候，我们会以为哦，因为基利西的水干了。
If we don't study the Bible carefully, we'll say that, well, the water in the brook had dried up.
既然水干的话呢，就说明这个环境呢已经完全显明了，所以呢叫以利亚呢动一动。
Because the water has dried up in the brook, that means that the circumstances has pointed to the fact that Elijah need to move.
当我们来仔细读圣经的时候，我们发现溪水枯干跟以利亚去撒拉法完全没有关系。
But if we read the Bible carefully, we know that whether the brook has dried up and the fact that he moved to Zarephath are two differently entire different events.
因为水干了，难道神不会叫乌鸦来供应他水吗？
If the brook had dried up, wouldn't God tell the ravens to bring him water?
以利亚去撒拉法是因为神吩咐他去。
Elijah went to Zarephath because God told him to go there.
是神的话。
It is the word of the Lord.
所以不是环境来吩咐我们，而是神来吩咐我们。
It is not the circumstances that have commanded us, but it is God who commands us to do anything.
也许我们会想，我其实有很多的环境，但好像没有神的话。
Sometimes we'll think there are all these circumstances around us, but there's no word from the Lord.
我们就觉得好像是神来借着环境来对我说话。
So sometimes we feel maybe God is speaking to me through the circumstances.
我们要知道神是说话的神。
But we have to know our God is a God who speaks.
神为什么的话会临到以利亚呢？
Why would the word of God come to Elijah?
是因为以利亚顺服了神对他说的第一次话。
Because Elijah obeyed the word of God that he said to him the first time.
就像弟兄几个主日前所给我们交通的。
Just like our brother shared with us several Sundays ago.
如果我们对神的话没有顺服的话，没有答应的话，
If we do not obey or have any response to the word of God to us,
神对我们的话就渐渐的稀少。
God would say less and less words to us.
最后就没有神的声音。
Ultimately, there would be no sound from God.
所以神是神吩咐以利亚去撒拉法。
So it is truly God who commanded Elijah to go to Zarephath.
神吩咐以利亚去撒拉法是要来他叫他来学习存心降卑。
God wanted him to go to Zarephath so that he can learn the lesson of having a humble and lowly heart.
因为神对以利亚的这次吩咐是叫撒拉法的一个寡妇来供养他。
Because the Lord commanded this time for a widow to provide for Elijah in Zarephath.
是一个穷寡妇。
She was a poor widow.
其实我们也看到这个穷寡妇穷到一个地步，她说她跟她儿子其实是在饿死的边缘。
This widow was so poor that she and her son were at the edge of dying from starvation.
所以神把以利亚放在这个非常特别的地方。
So God has put Elijah in a very unique place.
是要叫以利亚的身上做成存心降卑的工作。
In order so that he can make this work that Elijah would have a humble and lowly heart.
神有的时候也把我们放在一个我们不舒服甚至不情愿的光景的当中。
Sometimes God would also put us in a condition where we don't feel as comfortable and we're not exactly willing to be in that condition.
是为了要显明我们里面，是为了来倒空我们。
He wanted to reveal what is really inside us and he wants to empty us.
我们不要觉得倒空 是一个很舒服的过程。
Don't think that being emptied is a very comfortable process.
因为这些要倒出来的东西其实都是我们所喜欢的。
Because all these things that God is emptying out is all the things we like.
是我们花时间花功夫收集保存起来的。
These things that he's emptying is we've spent a lot of effort and time to collect and to maintain.
因为那些我们不喜欢的东西其实不需要神来帮助，我们自己早就把它倒空了。
For the things that we don't really care about or like, we don't need God to empty them out. We will empty them out ourselves.
另外对我们天然的人来说，
Also to the natural man.
我们存心降卑或者谦卑在大人物面前容易。
It's very easy to have a humble and lowly heart before the muckety mucks.
但是在小人物面前就相当的不容易。
However, to have a humble and lowly heart among the nobodies, that is not easy.
我可以欣然地接受年长或者负责弟兄对我的意见跟帮助。
I can gladly receive help or opinions from elderly brothers or responsible brothers.
但当一位刚受浸的弟兄来给我提意见的时候，我可能就不太乐意。
However, when a brother who has just been saved by grace, he came to give me his opinion, I may not be so willing to receive his opinion.
在我们一同服侍的时候，我们带领的弟兄能来指正我的时候，我可以来接受。
As we serve together, if the leading brother comes to correct me, I can receive it.
但如果一位刚刚才进入服侍的弟兄来指正我的时候，我可能心里就不是那么舒服。
However, when a brother who has just entered into service come and correct me, it's not so easy for me to accept it.
其实在我们的生活的当中，我们可能最不能谦卑下来的是在我们的配偶面前。
In our daily lives, the person that is hardest for us to humble before is our spouse.
我们有没有大家有没有在家里说过像你做得好，那你来做。
Do we ever say this at home?You can do it so well. You do it.
我们假如对那个饭菜如果有一点点建议的时候，我们是你烧的好，你来烧。
If we have any tiny suggestion about dinner, then the response is, you can cook better. You cook.
如果我们在管教孩子的时候我们稍微有一点不一样的意见的时候，我们是不是会说你管得好，这你来管
？If we are disciplining our children and we say, well.You know, you can discipline him better, you do it.
但我们要感谢神，神把我们放在这一些好像为我们所特制的这些环境的当中。
But we have to thank God that He has made tailor-made these circumstances for us.
都是神来用这些来帮助我们，来倒空我们。
God wants to use all these circumstances to empty us, to help us.
来，我们学习怎么样子完全的完全的降卑。
So that we can have a totally humble and lowly heart.
如果我们是一个骄傲的人。
If we were to be a proud person,
神不但会向我们隐藏，得不到神的帮助。
Not only would God hide Himself from us, and we will not get support or help from Him.
反而神要来阻挡我们，因为圣经说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
On the contrary, God would even oppose us, because the Bible says He opposes the proud and gives grace to the humble.
这里以利亚把自己放在一个谦卑的地位上。
Here Elijah put himself in a humble position.
来求这个穷寡妇来给他水喝，来给他饼吃。
He was entreating this poor widow to give him water to drink and bread to eat.
所以我们看到神看到他有这样一个愿意存心降卑心的时候。
So we see that when God sees that Elijah has this totally humble heart and lowly heart.
神就要来帮助我们，来赐恩给我们。
God will support us and give us grace.
神就可以借着以利亚使坛内的面不减少，瓶里的油不短缺。
So through Elijah, God would enable that the bowl of flour shall not be exhausted, nor shall the jar of oil be empty.
神也可以借以利亚使那个寡妇的儿子重新活过来。
Also through Elijah, God can revive the son of the poor widow.
我们应该都还记得以利亚是怎么样子救活那个寡妇的儿子。
We all should remember how Elijah revived the son of the widow.
以利亚是三次伏在孩子的身上来求告耶和华。
Elijah stretched himself upon the child three times as he called to the Lord.
因为他有一个降卑的心，他可以把自己放在与那个孩子一样的地位上。
Because Elijah had a humble heart, he could lower his heart to the same position as the child.
不是一次两次，而是三次。
Not once, not twice, but three times.
他不是站在那个孩子的边上。
He wasn't just standing by the edge of the child.
而是伏在这个孩子的身上来求告耶和华。
He was stretching himself over the child to call to the Lord.
因为以利亚把自己放在这样一个地位上。
Because Elijah has put himself in such a position.
所以耶和华就应允以利亚的祷告，那个孩子就活了过来。
Therefore, God listened to the prayer of Elijah, and the child was revived.
最后那个妇人就对以利亚说，现在我知道你是神人，耶和华借你口所说的话是真的。
Therefore, finally, the woman said to Elijah, Now I know that you are a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in your mouth is truth.
神人就是说，在人眼中他是一个属神的人，这就是以利亚为神所做的见证。
To be called a man of God, he is someone who belongs to God, and this is the testimony of Elijah.
所以以利亚能够来成为神的见证，因为他向神存着这样一个存心谦卑的心，神就显大能来帮助他。
Once Elijah has this heart that is completely God's, God strongly support him.
第三，完全的心是一心一意的心，向着神是单纯的，不是心怀二意的。
The having a complete heart is only a heart having one opinion. It is totally pure toward God and is not a heart with two opinions.
以利亚在基利西和撒拉法可能有三年的时间。
Elijah was at Gilead and Zarephath maybe for 3 years.
之后耶和华的话又临到了以利亚，叫他去见亚哈王。
Afterwards, the word of the Lord came to Elijah and told him to go to King Ahab.
所以亚哈王他就差遣人召聚了以色列众人，跟先知都上了加密山。
So King Ahab gathered all the people of Israel to go to Mount Carmel.
以利亚就前来对众民说：“你们心持二意，要到几时呢？若耶和华是神，就当顺从耶和华；若巴利是神，就当顺从巴利。”众民一言不答。
So in chapter 18:21 it says, Elijah came near to all the people and said, How long will you hesitate between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him, but if Baal, follow him. But the people did not answer him a word.
众民一言不答，这个就是当时以色列人的光景。
The people did not answer him a word. This was the condition of the people at the time.
他们可能完全忘记，或者是他们不愿意记起，当他们的先父刚进迦南地的时候。
Maybe they have totally forgotten, or they didn't want to remember when their forefathers first entered into the land of Canaan.
他们都大声地说，我们断不敢离弃耶和华去侍奉别神，我们定要侍奉耶和华，我们必定侍奉耶和华我们的神。
They all shouted aloud to say, we will surely not forsake the Lord God to serve other gods. We will surely serve the Lord God, and we will surely serve our God.
现在他们对于这样同样的问题，他们竟然是一言不答。
However, the same people, when they were faced with the same question, they were left with no word to say.
因为他们心里知道应该是要来侍奉耶和华，但是又舍不得很多属地的事物的好处跟诱惑。
Because they know in their heart that they ought to serve God. However, they miss out on all these other benefits and temptations from the world.
我们要来审查我们的心，我们知道我们的神也在来检查我们。
We also need to examine our own hearts, and God is also watching us to see if we have a heart that has a hesitating between two opinions.
我们的心对着神有没有虚假，有没有诡诈？
Do we have hypocrisy and treachery in our heart toward God?
我们的见证是不是说出我们是心怀二意的人？
Is our testimony that of having a heart hesitating between two opinions?
很多的时候我们不能明白神的心意，或者是经历不到神，看不到神的作为。
Sometimes we cannot experience him, and sometimes we cannot understand God be God.
因为我们心里面有很多不单纯，太过复杂。
Because we have all these impurities and complexities in our heart.
因为我们心里面除了神之外，还有其他我们所爱的霸占着我们。
Because there are other than God, there are other things that are consuming us in our heart.
所以主在地上说，清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Therefore, the Lord says, blessed is the pure of heart, because you shall see God.
一方面我们是爱主，我们确实在很多地方为主来摆上，为主牺牲。
On one hand, we truly love God. We have yielded a lot to the Lord, and we have sacrificed to the Lord.
但也有很多的时候，我们也爱这个世界，爱这个世界给我们带来的好处。
But oftentimes we also love the world and love the benefits that the world brings to us.
所以我们的见证就和当时的以色列百姓一样，一言不答。
Therefore, our testimony would be just like the people of Israel at the time. We have no word to answer.
所以我们不仅要来省察我们的心向着神是不是一心一意。
So not only do we have to examine our heart to see if our heart is having only one opinion.
我们更要来问我们的神，有没有一条路让我们能够来脱离这个心怀二意的光景，能够来成为像神来一心一意。
Also, we need to ask the Lord, is there a way so that we can depart from having a heart hesitating between two opinions, so that we can have one opinion toward God?
所以在加密山上，神借着以利亚在以色列人身上的工作，就是给我们看到有这样一条路。
On Mount Carmel, through Elijah, God showed us that there is a way.
让他们能够来脱离心怀二意，脱离一言不发的光景。
So that we can depart from the condition where our heart is hesitating between two opinions.
重新有一个向着神单纯的心。
Once again, we have a pure heart toward God.
首先，我们要脱离这个心怀二意的光景的时候，我们要心里要愿意来脱离。
First, to depart from the condition where the heart is hesitating between two opinions, first, we have to desire to depart.
如果我们仍然很享受这个最终之乐，如果我们仍然喜欢以世俗为友的话，
If we still want to enjoy the pleasures of sin and we still want to have this world as our friend，
我们对心怀的光景没有任何恨恶的感觉的时候，
And we have no hatred toward this condition where our heart is hesitating between two conditions，
我们是没有办法脱离的。
There's no way for us to depart from this condition。
但每当我们到主面前来承认，神就可以在我们身上有路可走。
But every time we come to the Lord to confess, then the Lord will find His way in us.
所以那日以利亚在加密山上，他就对以色列众人说：“你们到我这里来。”
Therefore, on that day, on Mount Carmel, Elijah said to the people in verse 30, "Come near to me."
所以众民就到他那里。
So all the people came near to him.
所以我们看到，当那些心怀二意的百姓愿意到以利亚那里的时候，神就开始做那改变的工作。
So when we see that these people who have hearts hesitating between two opinions, when they were willing to come near to Elijah, God can start to do his transformation work.
那这个改变的工作的起头是哪里呢？
What is the beginning point of his transformation work?
所以当以色列百姓来到以利亚的时候，圣经说以利亚便重修已经毁坏了的耶和华的坛。
So when all the people came near to Elijah, in verse 30 it says that Elijah repaired the altar of the Lord which had been torn down.
我们什么时候开始心怀二意？我们什么时候是有心怀二意的光景呢？
When do we start have a heart that is hesitating between two opinions?
就是当耶和华的坛毁坏的时候。
It is the point in time where the altar of the Lord has been torn down.
当耶和华不是我们心里面唯一的敬拜跟侍奉的时候。
When the Lord God is no longer our only worship and service.
当我们开始筑了其他的坛，而无法顾及到耶和华的坛的时候。
As we have been building other altars in our heart and omit God's altar.
圣经说耶和华的坛就毁坏了。
The Bible says the altar of the Lord has been torn down.
所以神改变工作的第一步就是让我们看到，我们心怀二意是因为耶和华的坛被破坏了。
So the first step by which God enables us to see that we have a heart hesitating between two opinions is to enable us to see that the altar of the Lord has been torn down.
我们要来重新修造、修建被毁坏的耶和华的坛。
We have to repair the altar of the Lord which has been torn down.
我们要来重新更新我们在神面前的奉献。
We have to once again renew our consecration before God.
我们要重新回到起初爱神的心。
We have to first return to our first love toward God.
所以每当我们这样来到神的面前的时候，神就会降下这个圣灵的火。
As we come before the Lord in this manner, He will descend the fire of the Holy Spirit from on high.
来烧灭我们里面对其他事物的一切的贪爱。
It will burn up all the love that we have toward other things.
能够改变我们从心怀二意到一心一意的向着神。
And it will turn our heart that is hesitating between two opinions to having one opinion toward God.
就像那日当以利亚带领以色列百姓重修已经毁坏的耶和华的坛的时候。
Just like that day when Elijah led the people to rebuild the altar of the Lord which has been torn down.
耶和华就降下火来。
Fire fell from heaven.
所以众民看见了，就俯伏在地说：“耶和华是神，耶和华是神。”
When the people saw that, they fell to their faces and they say, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God."
神就改变了他们，从以前一言不发，到现在他们匍匐在地说：“耶和华是神，耶和华是神。”
So the Lord changed them from having being a people who did not answer Elijah a word to someone whose face fell to the ground to say, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God."
所以每当神的百姓对神存一心一意的心的时候，神就来帮助我们。
So whenever the people of God has only one opinion toward God, God will come and support them.
好，第四，完全的心也是一个向神诚实真实的心。
Fourthly, having a complete heart is also having an honest and truthful heart toward God.
以利亚带领以色列的百姓在加密山上得胜，并且他祷告，天就降下雨来。
So Elijah led the people of Israel on Mount Carmel, and he had victory, and he prayed, and rain came down from heaven.
在我们的眼中，以利亚完全好像是在一个属灵的最高峰。
So from our eyes, Elijah was is at the apex of his spiritual condition.
我们知道以利亚最后是被提升天的。
We know that Elijah ultimately was lifted to the heavenlies.
如果我们以为他假如要被提的话，他应该是在加米山上。
We always feel that if he were to be lifted, he ought to have been lifted from Mount Carmel.
但神没有那样做。
But God did not do that.
因为神看人不像人看人。
Because God did not look at men as men look at men.
我们都觉得以利亚已经非常不错了，相当属灵了。
We all feel that at that point Elijah was pretty good. He was pretty spiritual.
但神看到在以利亚身上，他还有工作要做。
However, God noticed that there's still work that he has yet to complete in Elijah.
在神眼中已经非常满意了，但是我们看到神还不满意。
From the eyes of men, we're all very satisfied. But from the eyes of God, He is still not satisfied.
因为神看到以利亚里面的东西，还有东西，他要被对付。
Because God saw that there's still things inside Elijah that He needs to deal with.
所以我们看到以利亚在加密山得胜之后，突然那个亚哈王的妻子耶洗别就来威胁以利亚。
So we see that after he had this great victory on Mount Carmel, suddenly the wife of King Ahab, Jezebel, came to threaten Elijah.
来告诉以利亚说，明日这个时候我要你的性命。
So she said to him, "Tomorrow by this time, I will take your life as the life of one of those."
我们看到以利亚其实还没有看到要来杀他的人，只不过听到这个风声。圣经说，以利亚见这光景，他就起来逃命。
Actually, Elijah hadn't seen these people who were going to take his life. He was just hearing this threat. And the Bible says in 19:3 that he was afraid and arose and ran for his life.
我们也很诧异，这么大一位认识神的先知，被神用的，怎么会因为害怕就起来逃命了呢？
We're a little shocked. You know, this is a spiritual prophet who has been heavily used by God. Why would he just arise and run for his life?
可能连以利亚他自己都会疑惑。
Even maybe Elijah himself, he might be confused.
因为他那日他自己独自面对450个巴利的先知的时候，他都能够为神站住。
Because on that day, he alone was facing 450 prophets of Baal, and he could stood firm for the Lord.
他怎么现在就害怕起来逃命了呢？
So why would he be afraid and arise and run for his life now?
其实我们自己很多的软弱，别人甚至我们自己都不知道。
A lot of times, nobody, and not even ourselves, know our own weaknesses.
但我们的仇敌知道。
However, our enemy knows our weaknesses.
因为仇敌知道怎么样子来迫使我们身上的哪个 button, 我们就会失败。
Because the enemy knows how to push out certain buttons in us, and then we will surely fail.
你本来觉得我灵力已经非常刚强。
You may originally feel that you are strong in the spirit.
我是在一个比较属灵光景好的时候，
I'm in a relatively good spiritual condition.
但你会发现，人的一句话，甚至人的一个眼神，可能马上就叫我们灵里面能够来沉下了。
However, one sentence from man, or even one glance from man, we would suddenly droop in our spirit.
所以这个是确实的发生在我们身上。
This actually happened to us.
所以这里我们看到以利亚呢，因为这个呢，他就非常的害怕。
We see here that Elijah was very afraid.
他很快呢，就从非常北面的加密山，他一路往南逃跑。
So from Mount Carmel all the way from the north, he ran toward the south.
到了以色列的最南边，别士巴。
He ran all the way to Beersheba, which is the southernmost tip of Israel.
他好像觉得还不够安全，所以他继续走了一天的路，他就呢逃进了旷野。
It is as if he still did not feel secure, so he took another day's journey into the wilderness.
他来到了一棵罗藤树下，他就坐在那里求死。
He found a juniper tree and he sat down and he asked to request for himself that he might die.
但我们看到以利亚在那里做对了一件事情。
However, we see here that Elijah did one thing right.
他就来对神说
He said things to God.
他对神说耶和华罢了求你取我的性命因为我不胜于我的列祖
He said here that it is enough now, O Lord. Take my life, for I am not better than my fathers.
所以这里以利亚是到神面前来向神来敞开来承认他自己跟他的先祖是一样的软弱一样的失败
So here Elijah went to God and open up and lay bare to say that he is as weak as his fathers.
所以以利亚是到神面前来向神来敞开，而不是在人面前来抱怨。
So Elijah went to be laid bare before God, and he was not murmuring before men.
所以神纪念以利亚向着神有这样一个诚实真实的心。
So the Lord remember Elijah having this honest and truthful heart toward him.
所以我们看到神纪念他这一点，他没有神并没有责备以利亚。
We see that God remembers this one point, and therefore He did not rebuke Elijah.
所以这次呢，他派天使来供应他，来扶持他。
On the contrary, He sent angels to sustain Elijah.
其实我们也知道，神不会对我们的软弱跟失败吃惊。
We all know that God would not be surprised by our failures and our weaknesses.
神也不怕我们在他面前的软弱跟失败。
And God was also not afraid of all the weaknesses and failures.
因为神都知道。
Because He knows all.
但是神不喜悦一件事情，就是我们远离他。
But the one thing that God does not take pleasure in, which is for us to be far away from Him.
神要的是我们能够来愿意诚诚实实的来到神的面前，来向他敞开我们的自己。
God wants us to go before Him, open up ourselves and be laid bare with all honesty.
哪怕是我们的软弱失败，哪怕是我们的埋怨跟委屈。
Whether it is our weaknesses, our failures, our murmurings, and our self-pity.
所以当我们是这样来到神面前的时候，神就要显大能来帮助我们。
As we come to God in this manner, He will strongly support us.
所以当以利亚这样来到神面前，我们就看到耶和华来帮助他。
As Elijah came to God in this manner, we see that the Lord God strongly support him.
我们来看到这个帮助的第一步，不是让他立刻起来坚强起来，马上可以起来为他征战，不是。
The first step of this support is not for him to suddenly become strengthened to rise up into warfare.
神首先帮助他来到的何烈山，住在一个山洞中。
First, God enabled him to come to Mount Horeb and to lodge in a cave there.
何烈山就是神的山，也是神当初来对摩西说话赐下十诫的地方。
Mount Horeb is the mountain where God spoke to Moses about the Ten Commandments.
所以神带领以利亚是来更靠近神自己。
So the way God led Elijah is for Elijah to be even drawing closer to God himself.
之后耶和华才来对他说话，来恢复他。
Afterwards, God would speak to him and to restore him.
最后我们看到以利亚他用外衣蒙着脸出来站在洞口。
Later on, we see that Elijah went out of the cave and put his clothing over his mantle.
他第一次站在了耶和华的面前。
He wrapped his face in his mantle, and for the first time, he stood before God.
所以我们看到这一切恢复工作的起头，就是以利亚坐在那棵树下向耶和华求死。
So we know that the first step by which all this work happened was because he sat under a juniper tree and requested for himself that he might die.
他是从仇敌的面前逃跑，从众人的面前躲藏了起来。
Surely he has ran away from all the enemies and from the multitude.
但宝贵的是，他没有向我们的神能够来隐藏、来躲避。
However, the precious thing is that he did not hide from God.
所以神看到以利亚有一个向着他存着真实的心，就显大能来帮助他。
Because God sees that he has an honest and truthful heart, therefore God strongly supported Elijah.
所以我们最后我们看到神叫以利亚去告亚兰跟以色列这些地上的君王。
So therefore later on we see that God told him to anoint a king of Aram and other kings of the earth.
所以不仅如此，以利亚还来高以利沙做先知来接续他。
Not only that, he also anointed Elisha so that he can continue on with his prophet.
他可以来传递神见证的火炬。
So that Elijah can pass on the torch of testimony to Elisha.
所以以利亚被神恢复，并被带到了成熟的地步。
And therefore Elijah has been restored by God and brought to maturity.
是因为耶和华显大能。帮助向他心存诚实真实的人。
All because he has this honest and truthful heart that God strongly supported.
我们来看到神对以利亚一路的带领。
We see that God's all the leadings of God to Elijah.
他是一个为神大有热心的人。
He was someone who was very zealous for God.
在那个黑暗的时代，他可以愿意起来站在神这一边。
In the dark ages, he was willing to stand up and stood by God's side.
今天神同样来呼召我们，叫我们能够起来，能够来起来为耶稣。
Today, God also calls us to stand up and stand up for Jesus.
以利亚是与我们有一样性情的人。
Elijah has a nature just like us.
他能够起来为神站住，是因为神显大能来帮助他。
He was able to stand up for Jesus because God has strongly supported him.
因为他能够来起来为神站住，是因为他向着神有一个完全的心。
He can stand up for God because he has a heart that is completely God's.
同样，神今天也在地上来寻找这样的人，向着他存一个完全的心。
Today, God is also looking for someone who has a heart that is completely His.
是有一个专心仰赖神的心。
Which is a heart that is totally relying upon God.
在任何的环境当中不动摇，眼睛不是在乌鸦跟那个溪水的上面。
And the heart will not be shaken, and the eyes are not on the ravens or the brook.
而是单单仰赖我们的神。
It is a heart that is only solely relying on our God.
是一颗存心降卑的心。
This is also a heart that is totally willing to be humble and lowly.
愿意服在神大能的手下，甘心顺服在神量给我们的一切环境中。
And the heart is willing to bow down before all the circumstances measured by God.
一个一心一意的心。
It is also a heart that only has one opinion toward God.
叫我们时常来更新我们的奉献，除去我们的心华二意。
So that our hearts would be constantly consecrated to remove other opinions.
也是一个向神真实的心。
It is also a heart that is truthful to God.
在软弱跌倒的时候，我们可以诚诚实实地到神的面前来。
When we're weak and we fall, we can come before God with all honesty.
所以当我们向着神有这样一点点的心的时候，
When we have a little bit of this heart toward God,
神就要显大能来帮助我们，帮助我们起来，能够来成为神的见证。
So therefore, God will strongly support us so that we can rise up and be His testimony.
在列王记下，我们好像记载了一件事情。
In 2 Kings, it recorded this one incident.
他那里呢有一座城。
There's a city there.
他说那时那座城里的水质呢非常的恶劣，土产呢也不熟而落。
The water there was bad, and the land was unfruitful.
所以当时那个城里的人呢，就来找到一个先知，要寻求帮助。
And therefore, the people in the city found a prophet to seek help.
所以那个先知跟他们说：“你们拿一个新瓶装点盐给我。”
Therefore, the prophet said, "Bring me a new jar and put salt in it."
他们就拿来了给那个先知，那个先知呢就拿到水泉倒在水里，把盐倒在水里，所以呢那个水呢就好了，地土呢也有出产。
And the prophet went out to the spring of the water and threw the salt in it and healed the water. And the land became fruitful.
所以今天在我们当中也有许多这样的城。
Today in our midst, there are also similar cities like this.
水质恶劣，没有出产。
The water is bad and the land is unfruitful.
可能这座城就是我们跟神的关系。
Maybe this city represents our relationship with God.
可能这座城呢就在我们的家中。
Maybe this city exists in our family.
这座城可能是我们的夫妻关系。
Maybe this city is our relationship with our spouse.
或者是在我们孩子的身上。
Maybe this city exists in our children.
或者是我们的工作。
Or maybe in our work.
也可能是发生在我们聚会的当中。
Or maybe this city occurs in our assembly.
在我们的教会的侍奉的当中。
Also in the service of our church.
我们有没有这样光景，水质恶劣，没有出产。
Do we have this condition where the water is bad and the land is unfruitful?
我们是不是看到这个光景的时候，我们不满意这样的光景。
When we see this condition, are we dissatisfied with this condition?
我们是不是要起来能够改变这样的光景。
Are we willing to stand up to change this condition?
所以神给我们看到有一个治好的方法。
So God shows us there's a method to heal all this.
所以这里要有一个新瓶。
Here God requires a new jar.
一个里面有盐的新瓶。
There's a new jar and put salt in it.
所以当这些盐倒在水里的时候，就能治好这个水。
When the salt is put in the water, then the water is purified.
不是这个瓶子能够来做什么。
It is not that the jar can do anything.
也不是这个瓶子里面这点一点盐能够来做什么。
It's also not the little salt in this jar can do much.
我们知道这个是神的作为。
We know that this is the work of God.
但在神这里，但是在神在这里，他要一个新瓶。
But here God wants a new jar.
神只要一个。
God only wants one new jar.
当神看到他能够找到这一个新瓶的时候。
When God sees that He can find this one new jar,
愿意这个瓶愿意把它当中的盐，哪怕就这么一点点能够倒出来的时候，
and this new jar is willing to pour out the little salt in this jar,
神就要来显大能来帮助我们。
God will strongly support us,
来治好这个水，
and He will purify the water,
让这个地土能够来结出果实，
and this land will again bear fruit.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
因为耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能帮助向他心存完全的人。
For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the land, that He may strongly support those whose heart is completely His.
神今天就在我们当中来查看。
Today, God is in our midst, examining us.
在我们的家中，在我们的工作、学习的地方。
In our family life, in our jobs, in our schools,
在我们的侍奉的地方，
in our services,
有没有一个新瓶？
Is there a new jar?
我们有没有愿意成为这样一个新瓶？
Are we have this? Do we have this desire to be a new jar?
有没有一个向他心存完全的人？
Do we have a heart that is completely His?
如果我们愿意答应神这样一个呼召，
If we're willing to respond to His calling,
如果我们愿意成为这样一个新瓶，
If we're willing to become this new jar,
愿意成为一个向他心存完全的人，
We desire to have a heart that is completely His.
神就要来帮助我们。
God will support us.
来让我们能够成为他的见证。
So that we can bear His testimony.
我们求主来恩待我们。
We entreat the Lord to be gracious to us.
让我们每一个人在神面前是有这样一个心愿。
So that every single one of us have this heart's desire.
向着神有一个完全的心。
So that we have a heart that is completely His.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
主啊，我们真的是感谢你。
Lord, we truly thank you.
你在地上能够呼召我们，能够来起来成为你的见证。
On this earth, you call us to bear your testimony on this earth.
我们实在要在你面前承认，我们没有办法，我们也没有能力能够在地上成为你的见证。
We have to admit to you that we don't have the ability nor the power to bear your testimony on this earth.
但是我们感谢你，因为你愿意来帮助我们。
However, we thank you because you're willing to support us.
我们也求你真的是让我们有这样一个愿意的心在你的面前。
We ask you to give us this willing heart before you.
愿意成为那样一个新瓶。
So that we're willing to be that new jar.
愿意成为一个在你面前存完全心的人。
So that we can be someone whose heart is completely yours.
耶和华的眼目遍察全地。
The eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth.
要显大能帮助向他心存完全的人。
That he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
奉主的名祷告。
In the name of the Lord we pray.
Amen.